This week is Kabbalah Satora. Shavuos. ‫3,500 years ago, from Kabbalah Satora. And every year, we re-accept it. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael to prepare for Chodesh HaShlishi in Israel by Yom HaHuzeh, 3,500 years ago approximately, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Bo'u Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai. Vayisro Merfudim, Vo Midbar Sinai, Vayachnu B'Midbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hahor. They've gone through Kriyas Yamsuf. They've gone through Esen Makos, Makos Bechoros. It's been an educational process. Umosh Olokim. Kosoma Luves Yaakov Usagli Bnei Yisrael. Terisim Asher Tzisim Mitzrayim Ve'esrim Al Kamfei Neshorim. That means you have a group, approximately 3 million people, 600,000 men above age 20, have their wives, their children, at least 3 million, probably 5 million people. And they're moving through the desert. Now, and they've traversed a tremendous distance. We don't know where Har Sinai is. Some people say it's at a certain place in Sinai Desert. That's a Christian monastery. We have no Masorah where it is. Other people claim it's somewhere in Saudi Arabia. Some gentleman in England wrote a book trying to prove it's in Saudi Arabia, wherever it is. It's a massive desert, and there's tremendous distance, and you have 5 million people moving across this tremendous distance. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael spread through Mitzrayim, and then all of a sudden, on the first day of Pesach, they all assembled together in Ramses, which is the eastern corner of the Nile Delta. How do they all get together one day in one place? Hashem Baruch Hu is arranging things in a way that they themselves realize is l'mala miderech hateva. And then when they move around, Kriyas Yamsuf, l'mala miderech hateva. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown them through the Esen Makos, through this entire process, that he's very intent that for them to, and he's set things up for them to be at Har Sinai. V'atem in Shamoa Tishmu Bakoli, Shmartim is Brisi, V'yisli Skula Mikol Amin, Kili Kol Aretz. Will be my treasured nation. What is that? And as a result of treasured nation, I brought you here, he says, to Midbar Sinai to turn you into a whole different type of nation. Every nation is defined by a certain culture, certain attitude, certain language. It's basically by a culture that binds them together as one unit. And what is that culture that'll bind you together? You're together in Mamlechas Kohanim Ugoi Kadosh. That's who you will become. And that's why I brought you here. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vayanko Om Yachto Vayomru, we'll do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Moshe comes back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Hino anochi boi lecha ba'av ho'onon. I'll come, there'll be this cloud. Ba'avu yishma ha'om bedabri imoch v'gam b'choy yaminu lo'olam. I want Klal Yisrael to hear my talking to you. I want Klal Yisrael to hear that you are the appointed representative to convey the Torah to Klal Yisrael. V'gam b'choy yaminu lo'olam. And then there'll be a Masorah Dor Achador that my great-grandfather 3,500 years ago stood at the bottom of that mountain and heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling it to Moshe. Because my father told it to me, my grandfather told it to my grandfather, my great-grandfather told it. It goes straight back. And he says, Hey, Yechonim Layom HaShlishi, there'll be 3 days. Yom HaShlish, there'll be 3 days for you to prepare. Shloshe Shimei Hagbola. So Rashi explains, Shehu Shisha B'chodesh. Okay. Now, it's a very interesting thing we have. Shavuos is Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there's no Tachna. Why? Shoshim Mehagbola. So what in the world, the fact that Klal Yisrael needed 3 days to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah have to do with us 3,500 years later? The answer is very simple. We are going to be Mekabel the Torah again during Kriya Satorah on Shavuos. And we have to prepare for it. So, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What should our thoughts be? Thoughts should be we're preparing to Kabbalah Satorah. It's not something that happened to my grandfather 3,500 years ago only. It's happening to us as well. You don't go into Kabbalah Satorah without a preparation for it, thinking what it means. What does it mean we're going to be Mekabel the Torah? Now, means, for instance, right before Shavuos, the Gemara and Shabbos, an incredible Gemara and Shabbos, that you don't do something dangerous. Why not? Because right now the world's in a very dangerous situation. Not because they're afraid of Iran and Trump. No, that's not what's dangerous. Dangerous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and decides, if Klal Yisrael accept the Torah properly on Friday, that's fine. Otherwise, the world goes back to Tohu Vavohu. Nothing. So just like at Kabbalah Satorah, the world was standing in abeyance. Maybe it goes back to Tohu Vavohu. Maybe it doesn't go back to Tohu Vavohu. So too, the world's in abeyance this week. Maybe it'll go back, maybe it won't. Depends how we accept the Torah. You know, nothing's free. And they go through an unbelievable experience. And there's a reason for that experience. Ramban writes that we had two things at Har Sinai. The Eish of Sinai and the Kol of Sinai. The experience of that whole experience was so drilled into the hearts of Klal Yisrael that they were able to uplift themselves to the level of Nevuah one notch under Moshe Rabbeinu. They saw the Amitus HaKadosh Baruch Hu very clearly. The connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was almost like that of Moshe Rabbeinu, not quite. Every Navi, when he had Pesukim at the end of Baloch to say, when he has Nevuah, goes into a trance. He's passed out on the ground in a trance. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was ever omed, awake and standing on his feet. Klal Yisrael there. It's a whole different experience. Because for them to be mekabel the Torah, they had to see with absolute clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world completely, absolutely, and there's no other koach in this world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was necessary for them to be mekabel the Torah. We don't have such an advantage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that once in history. But I know that happened because when I was a little boy, my father told me, his whole life my father told me. And his father told him, and his father told him all the way back. And Rabbi Yehuda Levi makes a very striking point. Every other religion in the world depends on a certain thing that happened in a very private way. Islam, Mohammed was on a mountain, and then he flew from Jerusalem to Mecca, Medina, wherever he flew to, supposedly. Christianity also each a certain private thing. See, the people said it either happened or it didn't happen. It's very easy for individuals to lie. But here an entire nation saw something, and generation after generation, they passed to their children the story. So for this to be a lie, an entire generation would have to lie, which is very unreasonable. Because not only my father told me as a yochid, an entire generation told me. And how did they know an entire generation? That the Borei Kol Olamos, we talk about everything, stop and think what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this entire world, Yesh Mayayin, from nothing. Said, you know the reason I created the world? Because there's some group of people. I'm going to give them a Torah, and they're going to represent me in the world, and I'm going to let them to get close and make a close relationship with the Borei Kol Olamos. That's what it means to be Jewish. Sometimes people take it for granted. Sometimes it takes a while to sink in and filter through. We're so insensitive to everything. We just get used to it. Keep going. Next. 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 But stop and think what it means. The Borei Kol Olamos cares about me as a yochid and wants me to connect to him through his Torah. And he gave me that opportunity to connect to him. The Torah that's the blueprint of the entire world, the greatest chokhmah in the entire world, the chokhmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gave us a Torah and said, listen, you're special. I want you to connect to me. And Klal Yisrael said, and Klal Yisrael experienced in a very, very deep way. Es HaMakos, they saw right in front of them. Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw in front of them. The Mighty, the Mon, they saw. The Mayim, they saw. And they've been 6 weeks traveling, and they saw everything. And they saw the world's not like it is, like everyone else thinks it is. Everything's regular. Everything's regular. No. Standing behind everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'yatzmo. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, Yesh Mayayin, and is responsible for everything in this world, has one real concern, Klal Yisrael. You and me and the next one. He says, I care about you as Yechidim. That we talked about. Parshas Bamidbar talked about the counting. Every one of us is Yochid. And as during Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos, says, Livnei Shimon, right here. Livnei Shimon told Olson and Cholson Levesel, Mispar Shemos. He counted them by their name. Name is my individuality, who I am. I care about you as individuals. I want you to be an individual, have your own individual way of relating to me as part of a Mamlechas Kohan of a Goy Kodosh. That's Kabbalah Satorah. And Klal Yisrael standing there, they said yes. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you know, we began this process of Geirus back in Mitzrayim with Bris Milah. But what do we say all the time at a Bris? You know, there's nothing for free in this world. Nothing. Chai Yisrael had to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very deep way that their willingness to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kabbalah Somal HaShemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them very directly and very clearly, you know, I'm wanting you to prove to me that you're Makabal Omar Chusan. And just like Avram Avinu, before he had the schus to have a Yitzchok, to go through Bris Milah, you have to go through Bris Milah. Entire nation of adults, over 600,000 men, over 20, plus everyone from 8 days old, to go through a Bris Milah then. I want you to say yes. Tell the Egyptians, I don't like your Avodah Zarah. I'm taking the blood of it, I'm painting it on my doorhouse, on my doorway. I don't like you. I reject you. It's the first step of Geirus. So, yes, the most beautiful and wonderful thing in this world is Torah. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes in a very interesting way, if people only knew the sheer pleasure of understanding Torah, it's greater than any other pleasure in this world. Unbelievable. They go crazy for it. But before Klal Yisrael had that pleasure, they had to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm willing. It goes in both directions. No, there's a very interesting Haftoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Haftoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is that Asa Bishul Shetisasha. If you give Meiser of your money, then I guarantee you you'll be rich. Okay, beautiful Haftoch. But before you get them, it's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the money in advance. No. You have to write the check to Tzedakah first. Once you write the check to Tzedakah first, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'll give it to you. And I don't know anyone who really misses his money that doesn't tell me they see it before. But first you have to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you the money up front. First, what do you have to do? You have to write the check. So a lot of things in life. The most beautiful, wonderful things. But guess what? You have to be willing to undergo certain things to get to that point. And that's Geirus. When we tell a Ger, first thing we tell a Ger who comes to Miss Gaia, so you want to join the Jewish people? Guess what? The world's going to hate you. They've been persecuting us for 3,500 years, even before, from the time of Avraham Avinu. You're willing to do that? It's the most wonderful thing in the world. But the greatest thing to be Jewish. Unbelievable. We weren't traded for anything. But comes at a price. The world's going to hate. It's the first thing you tell a kid. You want the benefits. Okay. See, there's the Erev Rav. Erev Rav is always a headache. What's the Erev Rav? They were Egyptians. They saw Klal Yisrael suffering for 83 years in Mitzrayim. And they're looking on, fine. Then all of a sudden they see everything that happens. Klal Yisrael walking out with a fortune. And everything. Abad Eishvah, okay, we're jumping on the bandwagon. Wait one second. But why were they the pain in the neck the whole time? They jumped on the bandwagon when the going was good. At the moment something went wrong, oh, no, we're not part of this anymore, we're complaining. No pain, no gain. Yeah, it's like stuck. Last week, I was in London speaking to a certain parent who's a very well-to-do balabos. And he was explaining to me the source of his success. His first real nisoyan in life was in his business. He said, okay, first opportunity I have, I'm giving the money. And then as he's going through life, he says, he's giving the money, and in the end it comes back. He says, but when I first did it, it was very hard. It took my emunah and bitachon to say, I'm going to do it. Because I know the money's coming back. But then he began seeing it happen. That had become easy. But the first step it took him to see that was hard. Last year, at the dinner of our yeshiva, there were a number of honorees we had. Each one, two very successful business people. Who put in serious hours of learning. Each one told me, at a critical point of their business, they made a decision. They're going to take the Elimut Torah very seriously. Very seriously, they're going to take the Elimut Torah. And from that moment on, the business exploded, zoomed up. But they had to take that first step. And HaKadosh, and they had to keep going. Because when they saw it in front of them, they said, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really pays back. And that's why Gevurah in Mitzrayim began with Bris Milah. It's the most wonderful thing in the world to be. But you have to be willing to have that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back. He's a very... Guarantees everything. And Stucker guarantees it. But you have to be willing to take the first step. If you can't take the first step, you don't get the whole unbelievable reward in the end. And with Magaya. Now there's interesting medrash. We're going to talk about it over Shavuos. So Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to get the Luchos, to get the Torah. And the Malachi Ashores turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, why are you giving a perfect Torah to imperfect human beings? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the answer? I don't know. I'm afraid. I don't know. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, and then you'll get the answer. Moshe Rabbeinu holds on to the Kisei HaKavod. And he turns to Malachi Ashores and says, he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, what does it say in the Torah? It says, Lo Signov. He turns to Malachi Ashores and says, you worried about money that you've that you're stealing. No, seriously, you're fighting with people that you kill. Oh, sinof, if time is notion. Oh, what's going on? And the Malach HaShor didn't have the answer. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say that first? He didn't say it first because it's a good question. How do we imperfect? But the Torah wants us to make ourselves perfect. So how can imperfect human beings make ourselves perfect? And the answer is we hold on to the Kisei Kofa. When I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I can change myself and become a perfect human being. It's work. There's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. What you get from it is wonderful, unbelievable. That is Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Somal Hashemayim. When I think, time to time I've had to be at a Gavis Lachumra when Talmud Yeshiva found out there may be a problem in his background. You take a get to Mikveh. He says the following words, Hareini Mekabel Alai Ol Torah U'Mitzvahs. All Torah mitzvahs. It's an all. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. But first you have to be willing to cobble the all. And then everything comes after that. No. There are people. A lot of people weren't willing when they first came to the United States, the UK. Shabbos was a big Nisoyan. Now my father's father came, trained himself back in Romania to be a tailor, get a parnasa. He could have, and the first time comes, Friday, if you don't come Shabbos, don't come back Monday, lost his job. An 18-year-old boy all by himself, okay, loses his job. 2, 3, 4 weeks, loses his job. Not going to be Mechal Shabbos. So he began selling eggs door to door, finally built himself a very successful business. He was a very successful businessman. The Mechal Shabbos, he didn't think at that point, had he been Mechal Shabbos, he'd be a successful businessman. No. He could have been Mechal Shabbos and worked in a factory as a tailor his whole life. Really made a living. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu paid him back big, paid him back very big. You know, a lot of people who went that through. But at the time, Mekabel Ol Malcho Shemayim. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you at the end. You have to go with a bitachon. That at the end, it's worth it. Sometimes I think about the story of Yosef HaTzadik. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he had these dreams, he's going to be the ruler. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yosef, for you to be the ruler, you're going to have to deserve it. Nothing's free. So Yosef's there in the house of Potiphar. Yosef's Potiphar offers him everything. You know, you'll be with me, you'll get freed, you'll be an Egyptian nobleman. So what would have been had Yosef fallen for that? Years later, you would have thought, okay, an Egyptian nobleman, what would it be if I hadn't given in? I'd be still a slave. Could he predict that? No. That at the end, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you pass this Nisayon, you're going to rule Mitzrayim. You're going to be number one. And no idea. But you know one thing. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of me. That's what I do. You never see what comes at the end, even the most beautiful and wonderful thing. Because it was a whole different thing. He stood up to it. Yaakov Avinu was dealing with Lavan. Yaakov Avinu dealing with Lavan whoever was a gangster, a thief, a swindler. Listen, a gangster, I can play around. I don't have to be so honest. So now, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you were honest even then. Okay, I'll make sure you get rich. That's where HaKadosh, that's the Kabbalah Satorah. It's Kabbalah Somalcha Shemayim. With a belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who runs this world, wants us to be a superior nation and takes care of us at the end. And you have to be willing to benefit from it. You have to believe in it. And if you believe in it and accept it, and of course it's fine, I take care of you. You have to go through the pain of Prismila and Mitzrayim. Yeah? And the danger of painting the blood on the doorposts, telling the Egyptians your Avodah Zarah is nothing. But only if you do that, you walk out of Mitzrayim with all that money. So that's Kabbalah Somal HaShemayim. It's the Geirus. And what is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us? The most wonderful thing in this world. Attempt to Yulim Amlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodosh. You will be a nation that represents me. V'Shimcha HaGodo V'HaKodosh Aleinu Karos. We represent the Borei Kol Olamos in this world. We have a unique connection with him. And being in this space of Medrash, what does that mean? My davening, my learning. That's what it means. I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Borei Kol Olamos. And when we cover that, when we cover the Torah. And that's what we're preparing ourselves. That the idea has to sink through to us. What it means to Kabbalah Satorah. What it means to connect to the Borei Kol Olamos. The source of everything on this world.